Hey guys, Vince Salerno here, host of the Vince Salerno Podcast. Welcome to Blips, episode 3. It's been a while since I've done one of these, and it's been a while since I've done the podcast as well. I've been super busy. I've been living in LA for the past 3 months, and I'm about to move back home to Nebraska and finish off with my master's degree in film producing. Very excited about that. But yeah, this year is wrapping up with a lot of big things happening, and I just haven't had time to do the podcast. I've done a couple episodes, but I'm hoping to do one more before the year ends and cover a variety of different things, mostly Christmas-themed things, because I haven't really done a Christmas podcast episode. I really want to do that. But anyways, today we're doing blips, and the one blip I want to talk about while I have your guys' attention and while I have a free moment is Toy Story 4. I've been meaning to cover Toy Story 4 on my podcast for some time. I am a huge Toy Story fan. If you see my YouTube videos, you know I'm not going to get into it, but I am a huge Toy Story fan. I am ecstatic for Toy Story 4. I am one of the few defenders of this movie's existence. A lot of people are saying, oh man, Toy Story 3 ended the franchise so well. Why do Toy Story 4? Well, we're going to find out, but I'm just happy it's around. So, we've gotten some hints at Bo Peep today. Nothing major, no big news outlets are reporting on it, which is surprising considering what it is. So basically, the first thing I saw today was that Disney store has this new line of toys called Disney Toy Box, which is a riff off of the Disney Infinity game, which takes those figures and makes them into action figures. I actually have 3 of those figures in my collection. I have the Wreck-It Ralph, the Buzz Lightyear, and the Woody, and they're such fun figures. Well, I thought I would stop with those 3 because I don't really feel like I'm interested in the other characters. We'll see, but I think I might be interested in one more they're coming out with, and I believe that other one is a Bo Peep action figure from Toy Story 4. More interesting, Bo Peep is not in her classic outfit as it looks. It seems like she's silhouetted in the picture, if you get come across it, but basically she has sort of like a, I don't want to say like Mad Max, but almost like a more mobile, action-y, hip pose to her. She's got her cane across her shoulders, her arms laying over it, she's got her sheep next to her. Looks like her skirt has been repurposed into a poncho or a cape of some sorts, but she's gotten like this really badass look to her, and I wonder if maybe this hints that like maybe she wasn't sold off, or maybe she was lost and she has learned to survive, you know, the very hard and gritty life of a toy living outside of the boundaries of owners or something like that, which will be really interesting. I don't know if that's anything. I don't know if that's confirmed, I'm just speculating, but that would be really cool. Whatever the reason for her look is, oh, excuse me, whatever the reason for her look is, I love it. I think it's cool, I think it's awesome. We obviously haven't seen the whole thing, but the fact that they're kind of giving Bo a bit of a upgrade, so to speak, is really cool, because, you know, she didn't have a lot to do in Toy Story and Toy Story 2. She was just kind of Woody's love interest, and it seems like they're really giving her a big role to play that's really integral to this plot, and I think the costume kind of speaks to that. The second piece of reveal that we got for Bo Peep, we actually got to see what she looks like. Now I know what you're thinking, like, wait, you just said that they silhouetted her in that picture, how can we now see a picture of what she looks like? Well, here's the thing, that was a figure, this is a, there's a photo floating around the internet of this animatic of Toy Story. It's like the layout stage of animation, I believe. I might be wrong on that, but I think it's the layout stage. And it's the characters, they're fully animated, but without any like lighting or shading or texturing. It's just the characters. And there's a picture, a leaked picture. I guess it's not leaked, it was from a convention, but there is a picture revealing Woody and Bo Peep together. And Bo Peep looks gorgeous, like amazing. Like the animation is so updated and advanced. Like I pointed this out when I saw the Toy Story 4 trailer, that the animation has advanced even 10 years after Toy Story 3. The toys look refreshing and brand new with the sleek new animation. Like, 10-year difference. It's just insane to me. And Bo Peep is no different. Like, honestly, I was expecting them to sort of copy verbatim the look from Toy Story 2, because it's already pretty sleek and perfect. But somehow Pixar has found a way to really make Bo have a little more personality in her face, and not make her as, I don't want to say bland looking, but that's kind of the word to describe it. You know, she has a her eyes are more defined and feel like they have more personality to them. It's not a full rendering of her costume or anything. It's just her face and her chest area. And you see Woody with basically the same proportions, the face and the chest area. So it was just really cool. I've been freaking out about it all day. And just the fact that we have like two pieces of confirmation to come out in the same day that Bo Peep is in fact in Toy Story 4, despite popular opinion that she isn't, because she didn't appear in that freaking teaser trailer. She's in it, and she's gonna play a big part, it seems like. So, with the new costume look, the updated animation, it just gets me so excited for this movie. And again, I think they're gonna tell a really emotional story that'll probably wrap up the franchise. I do believe we could be looking at the last Toy Story film. I know what you guys are thinking again. Toy Story 3 was perfect. It wrapped it up. Why do another one? Well, we'll find out why Pixar wants to tell another one. But I believe that if they want to tell another story, I'm all ears. This is Toy Story. They don't touch it unless they have a reason to. And I hope, I'm pretty sure, they have a reason to touch this franchise. So that's all I want to talk about on Blips today. Thank you guys for tuning in. What are your thoughts on Bo Peep and Toy Story 4? What are your thoughts on Toy Story 4 in general? Let me know in the comments. Be sure to share this video with your this video. It's not a video, it's a podcast episode. Be sure to share this podcast episode with your friends. I'll see you guys very soon for my last podcast episode of the year. Maybe I'll do two. I'll stick to one just in case. I want to get you guys' hopes up, but look out for that. Thank you all for watching. Merry Christmas, God bless, and peace out.